Blog Talk Radio.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
Oh.
Call is now being recorded.
I'm still here.
Okay, so, Chris Howard,
Paul's wrong one here.
It's file one.
I'm sorry.
File one.
Hello, you're listening to the Samuel Brock Flynn Show on air.
Good evening, everyone. This is Chris Free, and you're listening to the Samuel Brock Flynn Show. I have my host, Samuel Brock Flynn, over here. And
yes,
are you
I'm
with
here.
Us there, Samuel Brock? All right. And we'd like to welcome everybody out tonight, and with us, we have a special guest tonight. We have a couple out of Kentucky. One's a film director named Rick Carr. And we have the lovely, magnificent, and Bonnie Posey. She is a – we have a little story we'll talk about here in a few minutes, about what her background, her story is. And they are doing a movie, upcoming movie here in Kentucky. And it's based on Bonnie Posey's life. And are you with us, guys?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Yes, I am.
Hi. So, you know, Rick Carr is a director and producer out of Louisville, Kentucky. Is that correct?
Yes, correct.
Yeah. So you've been doing movies up there for a while. So. Now, what is this movie you're doing now here? You're doing in Kentucky with Bonnie Posey, which we'll get to her story here within a minute here. So what movie are you actually guys doing here?
The title for the movie is called Walking Miracle of Life, The Untold Story of Bonnie Posey, of what took place April the 7th, 2010, in McCaff County, close to Glasgow, Kentucky, concerning the house fire that claimed her three children and two sisters the night of April the 7th, 2010, which is a pretty historic fire that took place 4 years ago. So we are going back to April the 5th, Good Friday. If people remember that it was Good Friday during that time period before the fire took place. And we are working our way up to April the 7th, 2010, and picking the movie back up when Bonnie comes out of her coma 60 days later in June. And then we will proceed on with the script 2 weeks prior after she leaves the hospital. And the closing shot for the movie will be her going to the cemetery and paying her condolences to her children and two sisters, which she did not get to attend the funeral because she was in a induced coma from being severely burned during the fire.
So you actually, it's a miracle that you're actually living today, so you actually survived there.
Yes, sir.
So,
yeah.
So what percentage of your body were you actually burned?
What was that?
What percentage of your body were you actually burned during this fire?
Well, when I first got to the hospital, it was 60%, but they lowered it down to 40.
Yeah, so basically we're just were you basically the one that just made it outside, or didn't you ever make it outside, or were they actually all burned inside?
I was jerked out of the trailer, and then the other five couldn't have made it out.
So, you know, exactly when you were you actually awake at the time of the fire, or were you actually sleeping, or how did you actually know there was a fire at the time?
Well, I was asleep, and then my ex-husband had got me, like, woke up a little bit, and then I heard somebody holler the house was on fire, and then that's when I jumped up, and everything was black inside the house, and then I inhaled, and the next thing I knew, I was outside on the ground.
Okay. So
have you guys had any, I have a quick question, Chris. Have you had any electrical problems or anything like that before the fire had started?
No, sir.
Okay, was it a power outlet that was inside the house or some electrical plug in the wires or something like that inside the house, like inside of the wall, or where was this electrical?
It was a wiring inside the wall.
Okay.
Okay. So now you how old were your kids? Now you had three kids, if you don't mind asking.
When they passed away, they was 4, 3, and 18 months.
Yeah. So you had one just basically a year and a half there.
What were their names?
Jacqueline Posey, Chase Posey, and Mason Posey.
So the oldest one
was
a girl, and the two youngest one were boys?
Yeah, my oldest was a girl, and the younger two were the boys.
Okay. So. Now, how old were your sisters at the time?
24 and 12.
12. And do you mind me asking how old you were at the time of the fire there 4 years ago, or...?
I was 22. Gary turned
23. Yeah, so basically, you guys are doing this movie here, and you are going to be shooting in Kentucky. And are you guys going to be shooting in the same town that you actually, where the fire, as far as that work? Now, where are you guys be shooting this movie at?
In Mecca County, I think.
Okay,
McCab County as well as Glasgow.
All right. So you'll be shooting this movie, and so you're going to have to be recreating this fire scene until you get this thing. So, as a conversation with Rick earlier, that you will be playing yourself in this movie too, as well. So this is correct? So,
yes, sir.
Yeah, so basically we're doing this, so how would your role versus how would be intertwined with the pre-burn before, with everything? So you're actually doing a casting for somebody to play you before actually the fire happened. So, Rick, would you like to explain this a little bit more, but you're doing some casting right now?
Yes, sir. I will be casting through the IMDb database for an actress to portray Bonnie Posey up until or thereafter the fire scene, and then that will end the role of the actress portraying Bonnie Posey. Then we will have on-set Bonnie to take the rest of the movie out. So at this current time, I will be casting an act.
Hello? Oh,
sorry. You guys still there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes,
go ahead.
I guess I'm an actor. So I will be hiring an actress through IMDb to play Bonnie Posey, and the casting will take place here within the next week or so. And once that is done, we will go over the script, go over the actual locations, taking test shots of the actress so we can have, good camera placements and lights and so forth.
Now, are you going to be having
guys need help with the film at all? Because I know some people that could help out.
Now, are you doing, like, any stunt work as far as hiring, like, a stunt woman to play Bonnie as well to during the fire scene, or?
Randy Bast from Tennessee, Nashville, Tennessee, will be the super effects supervisor for the movie, for the trailer house fire scene. So he will be bringing in his crew and stunt woman and or stunt dummy, depending on our placements and how extreme we intend to get during the fire scene for safety means. So at this current time, it's pretty much a toss-up. Yeah, it's pretty much a toss-up if we're going to use an actual live person and or dummy when she is pulled out from the fire. So we are tentatively, pretty much devising a plan, for safety means, either, again, use a real person that we Randy Bass would use the fire gel that would last up to 45 seconds and place that person on fire, and which we will have, the Metcalf County House number one fire station under Chief Gary to be on set, as well as with his crew. So therefore, it can be, training purposes for them as well during the actual shoot. So it will go hand in hand, for those new firemen that are, training to put out a fire, but, we are actually filming a movie. So we will have safety
team. It's a live fire, too, so even though it's controlled fire, a lot of times you have, fire bars and everything where you have, flame throwers and stuff like that where actually you got thrown out the
I was going to say, just make sure, like, the area, which I'm sure, like, the area, I've went through fire prevention, I know. Make sure area is, non-flammable stuff. Make sure you get non-flammable. Because you don't want that stuff to get on fire or whatever. It's flammable and actually go out of a control fire. There's such thing as a control fire getting out of control. And so you don't want that to happen and end up burning your actress or whatever, or anybody else for that case.
Yeah.
Yes, correct.
So
Bonnie, this movie basically...
How much is the box office, how much does this movie going to cost originally to make?
How much money? Now, you're currently trying to raise money to finance this movie, and I know you within the last week, you actually been on a local news station there in Kentucky, discussing you're actually in the process of raising money. And you want to go ahead and tell the world out there, basic listeners, that how much you're trying to raise for this particular project through crowdfunding?
The set budget for Walking Miracle of Life is set right now at $100,000. If there's any further monies that go past $100,000, then those funds will be utilized for marketing, promoting, and advertising the production.
That way you can actually get it out to film festivals or distribution purposes and get it out there and work with it. Yeah, a lot of people don't know.
Yes,
a lot of times without proper marketing, sometimes it's hard to get a film out there, no matter.
Yes, we have been in touch with the Ellen Show as well as the Lifetime Channel.
Did you say Lifetime?
Yes,
Lifetime. Lifetime, Hallmark,
okay.
And Oxygen Channel.
Yeah, that seems like a good fit movie to be putting on there. It seems like, what I mean by that is it seems like it would be a good movie to be putting on there for them to air, you know, they shouldn't, like, shoo you off from doing that, but, you know.
Well, yeah, then Bonnie B.
I hope it goes well.
Yeah, you know, it has a more female base on that, you know, doing where it actually is.
Yeah.
You know, everything, a lot more. Nobody knows that she it is a miracle that she's alive that she made it out there because as concerned she was actually in a you know severely burned and she was in a induced coma for a couple months so and she's been through numerous surgeries.
Like what degree
well.
Of burns are they? What kind of degree of burns are they? Like third degree?
Yes, they was third degree.
Okay. I just wondering there because usually third degree is I think very serious kind of I think. Am I
yeah,
correct on that? Very serious.
Yeah,
burns?
Correct.
Now, Bonnie,
okay.
Besides correct. Actually, you know, playing the role in this movie, playing yourself in this movie. Now, yeah, you know, what other role have you been doing to the, up to this date so far? Have you had a hand in helping write with the? With this, I believe the two of and I know Rick's been writing as well. I guess you've been writing this together? Or?
Yes, sir.
Yes, the first time that I met Bonnie was April the 11th, and that was during her 39th skin graft. And so I stayed with Bonnie for 2 days in the hospital. Going over, you know, details after details after details. And I already had a portion of the script already written prior to April the 11th. We actually met April the 7th of this year, 4 years to the date, through a social media site. And I thought that she was a part of the Carrollton bus crash due to the, you know, severity of the burns. Replied no, that I had lost my five family members 4 years ago on this date that you actually hit me up. And I then replied, you know, would you be interested in, you know, filming a movie about it? And she's like, are you serious? Like, really, who are you? It's like, you know, I'm director Rick Carr. You know, I'm an independent movie director. I make music videos on the side. I do a lot of motion graphics. My name is pretty much out there. Across the board, you know, from Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Vimeo, Vevo. So, you know, a couple hours later, she checked me out, and I can say the rest is history. So we're now in the final stages of the production, and that's the raising the money part. As you know, with any motion picture movie, it does take adequate backing, you know, to finance the movie and to actually get the movie and started in principal photography.
Okay, and anybody who's actually
yeah.
listening, if you would like, he's actually has a bank account. We'll actually mention again towards the end of the show. You just created a bank account just recently to for anybody who wants to donate, you know, funds to get this movie off the ground and made here in the near future. Would you like to discuss that? How they can actually you know help out with the project and get it funded.
Absolutely. We do have a bank account open through 5th and 3rd under the Memorial Fund. It's called the Memorial Production Fund in the name of Richard Carr in the benefit of Bonnie Posey. And that is through any 5th and 3rd bank. So we are, you know, trying to raise $100,000 for the production. As for a tentative date, we're looking at the middle of August, which that will give us 6 full weeks of fundraising to raise $100,000 for the production.
Okay. And also, too, within the next week, you'll be open up a Kickstarter campaign as well. So, and if tell everybody about that project, you know, as far as Kickstarter as well, so if they want to donate the Kickstarter, or basically directly to 5th Third Bank, to the fund, and you know they can actually check out by the title of the movie, and
Yes, absolutely. It would be kickstarter.com/walkingmiracleoflife.
Right. Yeah, thank you, and we'll definitely, everybody can check that out within the next week, and it actually might be up within a day or two once it's finalized. Last process right now to get that going, so everybody just check that out and help this amazing movie to get come forth. And anything else you'd like to bring out, Bonnie? Let the world know about yourself and what you're doing now. What's going on?
Well, they can get on my like page. I am Bonnie Posey on Facebook.
Okay, so
okay.
Yeah, so definitely check her out on Facebook and, you know, like her, and then you can follow her, you know, as her progression move forward, as well as, you know, learn more information about the movie as well, you know, and in addition to helping financing. And also, too, you don't know about Kickstarter, too. Kickstarter, you know, is a crowdfunding site that, you know, as basically the more you give, there's more different perks for every different amount of money you donate towards the project. So, you know, for example, the lower amounts, you know, more special things all the way up to the copies of the movie and so forth, you know, higher and higher you get. So definitely check out the different various different perk packages that you can get to on that. So, you know, there's a lot of benefits for actually, you know, donating to besides just, you know, giving money. So you want to check that out. And keep in mind that guys out there listening, Kickstarter is all or nothing. So if we don't help them raise this $100,000 in Kickstarter,
true,
or whatever,
true,
you know, they don't get a dime of the movie. So basically, either you can give directly to the Fifth Third Bank, and it goes directly towards the movie, or you want to go to Kickstarter. So. And anything?
Yes, correct.
Now, tell them more about your
true
background, Ricky. So you've done a lot of music videos in the past, and this your first feature film, or?
No, sir. I started back in 1998 after graduating from Eastern Kentucky University with a BA in broadcasting. And I then went to the Hollywood Film Institute under the guru, Dove Simmons, for his two-day film school. So I learned everything above the line and below the line of filmmaking. And I came back to Kentucky, and I started off with my first independent short film titled Genocide, which is a anti-gang violent short film. And I proceeded on with 46 Bottles of Shampoo, which is a supernatural docudrama, A Journey Through the Soul. And then I filmed and directed and written Dar Ring, which is a horror film, my first horror film, that was in the Fright Night Film Festival about 4 years ago. And then after that movie, I did Chills, another short film, and I did a movie titled By Any Means that was written by Dirty Corleone here in Louisville, Kentucky. So he has his own music label. He is now signed on to Rapper Live Records, so he is still directing independent music videos. So his movie, By Any Means, that was my last feature film. And so Walking Miracle of Life will be my next full feature, soon to be a theatrical release. And I just want to add on that.
Okay.
Yes, go ahead. I would just like to add on that Bonnie Posey is a very strong, courageous woman. She has a phenomenal heart of steel to know that what she has endured each and every day of her life, of losing her kids, losing her sisters, to being severely burned. She is very courageous, and each and every day that I live my life, I am truly blessed to know that there is a woman out there who did not have to think twice whether or not to go back in. And, you know, she did what she had to do in terms of, you know, trying to save her kids and trying to save her two sisters. And, you know, with this movie being made, people will have an inside look as to what happened instead of the news just broadcasting, well, five people died in a house fire, one critically injured, on to the sports. But what really happened that night? A lot of people do not know.
Can I say something about the news?
Yes.
Can I say something about the news? They absolutely do not care about people. I can tell you that. They act like they do care about people, but they don't. And, you know, I actually care about people, you know. I care what goes on. And a lot of people that don't care, things happen to them, you know. When there's people that do care, things don't happen to them. It's, they're more aware of what, you know, what's going a lot of going on and this, that, the other, understand and caring and so forth. And so that's why I brought you guys on today too, today with the thing, because some with the interview, because some people would not do or take the time like I did, you know, or do our outreach for victims.
Yeah, so we're,
to do,
now we're saying now
to
before
do
that.
This, you know. I mean, and
yeah,
I hope
so
you guys do well with the film too.
Yeah, thank you.
Now we're saying, you know, a second ago about the film, you're going, as you're going in, a lot of people didn't know about Bonnie as well. She's going in and.
Can you say that again, please?
Yeah. Now, what were you saying now before, you know, about the film? You know, you said a lot of people didn't know about Bonnie as far as, you know, Bonnie and going in, basically going into this fire, you know, with everything about her life. And
yeah, a lot of people did not know that she went back in, and the news didn't cover that. So, you know, she, in my opinion, was very courageous. I mean.
Huh.
I think about it each and every day since I have met Bonnie. If it was me, would I have gone back in? Would I have thought about it? I mean, I'm still hesitant to say that yes.
Especially
I probably
with the house
would have gone back into
flames by this time. Yeah.
Yes, I mean, but it's your kids and family in there. I mean, is there a time to really stop and think about it?
Yeah, it's your family.
Now, Bonnie, is there anything that you...
It's your family.
You
I would. How is you?
Do you pretty much remember,
I mean,
everything
I mean,
that happened that day, or is there anything that's kind of fuzzy as far as any moments, like towards the end, or
well,
did you pass out? Or?
Yeah.
Well, when I heard somebody holler the house was on fire, I jumped up, and a gush of heat hit me in the back, and that's when I inhaled, and inhaled fire and all, and then I passed out, and next thing I knew, I was out on the ground.
Yeah. All right. Well, again, closing up, guys.
Yeah.
Here, I'd like to thank you for coming out to our show tonight. Please, you know, tell everybody how they can get in contact with you as far as learn more about the film, and go ahead there.
To learn more about the film, you can go to Facebook.com/ I am Bonnie Posey. As well as for my like page would be facebook.com/visionaryfilm to learn more about the movie and the production as well. To make any donations towards pledges or investments into the movie, that will all be through Fifth Third Bank under Richard Carr for the benefit of Bonnie Posey. which is a memorial production account that has been set up within Fifth and Third Bank. So we're trying to raise $100,000 for the production. We will be using three C300 cameras, second unit, along with first unit. I have an outstanding film crew, Mark Gervich, of Trigger Happy Productions in Nicholasville, Kentucky. And I will be bringing the rest of the crew from the Tennessee Film Commission, all within the network of Nashville.
Okay,
Tennessee.
So, yeah, we're actually 2 hours outside of Nashville. Actually, we're in the recording stages of the show right now. We're no longer live to the audiences, but you know, this will be in for art people that are actually listening or an extended version from on the archives, right? As well as on YouTube.
Yeah, is there
a way
people can go to like a PayPal account and donate money? Or some kind of thing like that?
No PayPal account has been set up as of yet. No.
Yeah.
Or do you guys want
like
us to do it? We could probably do something like that, set up.
Yeah,
sounds like a good idea. We open up a PayPal account.
Yeah, just go ahead and sit there, you know,
because
PayPal, a lot of times, people can just do online donations, too, where a lot of times, you know, somebody in another city, they're not Fifth Third Bank around them, might be easier for them just to a PayPal donation.
Absolutely. Okay.
Oh.
Yeah, then you just put it up on your... It'll probably take about 15 minutes probably to set that up because they ask you a bunch of questions and where you're going to send everything to. So. Yeah. The,
okay. Absolutely.
Well,
yeah,
I mean,
definitely
you have
everybody,
to have a
check
credit
out.
Card or something other to do it.
Yeah, definitely everybody check out this movie here when you get a chance to, and follow them on Facebook, you know, as well as if you find it in the genesis of your heart.
Like it on
video.
Facebook too. I found the Facebook page and liked it already.
Yeah, find it in the genesis of your heart. Basically, you want to basically see this movie, you know, make it out there on the silver screen, basically, you know, that or television or like, for example, Lifetime or any of the other networks, and you want to see this actually getting out to the masses, help these guys, this couple get this movie off the road and help them finance their movie. So, and because, you know, there is some fire teams, you know, there's going to be a little more cost generating, and that's why, you know, you got to get closer to $100,000 just to even get this movie, because there's a lot of extra factors in this movie too, so, you know, that's necessary to make this movie, make it look realistic too. And that's not going to be cheap here, just doing that the fire stunts and the fire recreating the whole fire.
Yes, correct.
Now, how long basically do you have scheduled to shoot this movie?
The movie will be scheduled for 14 days, starting around the middle of August to September.
Okay. Now, Bonnie, when you first started writing this script with Rick, how was the feelings and stuff basically when you? Well, basically, was it hard for you to actually recreate a lot of this stuff in your mind? Or?
Yeah, it was hard. It's stressful, but I think it's just...
Yeah.
It took me a lot to do the movie because, like Rick said, I was not there for the funeral. I was medically next to Nate for 2 months, so I had to rebuild everything when I first come home.
Yeah, then have you ever been like into public speaking or anything like within certain type of groups or anything, or even support groups or hearing it
no,
like
sir.
That before in the past?
No, sir. But they're wanting me to come to Louisville up to U of L and become a speech person to the fire victims.
Yeah, like like a motivational speaker type. You know, that'd be good too. Where, you know, you can kind of tie in the movie, you know, thing where you got while you're actually out promoting, where you got actually tell about your story, where actually, you know, kind of triumph over things like miracles, and also too, you know, another thing we didn't actually get, break when we were alive, that this actually is a Christian, a faith-based script. You know, there's, you know, faith-based elements in this. Do you want to discuss that a little bit more?
I may lose you.
If you want to discuss a little bit more about the, we didn't really get to that, but there's actually a little bit of faith element, you know, kind of a Christian-based element to the movie. You want to discuss that a little bit more?
Yes, please. Do you want me to go ahead and answer that question?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yes, this is a Christian-based film because this is an actual true event based on a true story.
Yeah, so definitely it's
Well, I'm happy about the true story being told.
I did come up with a quote as I laid in Louisville Hospital.
And now, what is this quote that you actually like to, you know, tell the world out there? Basically, they're listening on her.
Let go and let God.
So basically, a lot of times, so you're facing Jesus Christ and everything, and God basically have to get through a lot of things because a lot of your coping and, you know,
yes, sir. I've had the willpower of God the whole way. I couldn't walk when I first got up, but when I first got up to walk, I felt a hand touch me on my left side, and there was no one there. And they said, "You can do it." And I walked 75 feet from my nurse to the exit sign and back, and I knew then that it was one of my sisters telling me, "You can do it, fight, and don't give up." And I ain't gave up in 4 years. I've still kept my head held high.
So when you actually woke up out of this coma today, what was your first reaction? Did you know what was going on? What was your first reaction when you came out of this coma 2 months later?
Well, I was wondering why I was there. And why was there people around me crying? And I couldn't speak when I first came out of the coma, so I had a notebook paper that I was having to write stuff down on, and I asked them, "Why am I here?" And they started crying and told me, they said, "Sis, you've been in a house fire." And I said, "What month is it?" And they told me it was June. And then I had asked where the babies were at, and they couldn't tell me nothing because the doctors had told them, "Don't speak a word of it right now because she don't need to know."
So basically they're just trying to, looking for your psychological level at the time. So.
Yes, and then a week after I woke up, one of my friends from our church, they had come in and sat down on my bedside and had told me about it.
So basically it's there's a member of the church and everything, so you had quite a few visitors somewhere there during that time. You were actually in the hospital then too, so.
Yeah, the first night I was there, my family had told me when I woke up that both waiting rooms were full, the hallway was full and packed with family and friends coming up there to be with me. Because they didn't think I was going to make it through that morning.
Now, your background before this, what were you doing before that? You know, were you in school or you just, you know, did you graduate, go to college? Or, I mean, did you have a career going before this or?
Just a stay-at-home mama.
So you're just taking care of the three children there, see?
Yeah, they were my life.
everything you had it. Yeah, so those days they'd always be close to you and everything. So you, and this is too basically would be a good memorial, you know, to the rest of your family, both your kids and your sister, two sisters as well. So, you know, where the it basically helps that memory lives on in this world.
That's
yeah,
what kept me going.
Yeah, then you're, that and your strong faith in Christ, you know, that also helps out too as well. See.
Yeah, because I know they wouldn't want me to give up, so that's why I still kept my head held high, and I know that God's going to be there in time of struggle.
Yeah, definitely. It's like, now, did you,
if I get depressed, there's times I get depressed or stressed, I'll get on my knees and pray.
Now, Rick, when you first came to her, to Bonnie about this movie, had the idea, did you originally have a vision of having a Christian film, or was it more Bonnie's, you know, meeting with Bonnie, basically where you went to that direction?
It was definitely a Christian feel that I had to tell her story. You know, this isn't a superhero movie of the Incredible Hulk and David Banner turning into the Hulk or one of the X-Men with special powers. You know, this is, you know, a true event that has to be, you know, told accurately as far as, you know, what happened. And going back to Good Friday, you know, then leading up to the fire, you know, we'll give a good foundation of, you know, Bonnie Posey's family, her sister, you know, the fun times that they, you know, were having prior to the fire and what took place thereafter. So with this movie, you know, it will be heartfelt. It will be sad. You will laugh. You will cry. You will smile. And you will walk out of there to know that, hey, I can do anything. If Bonnie can do it,
I can do anything.
There's nothing that can that is impossible for an individual. As long as you got the armor of God on, everything is possible.
Yeah, because also too, where you know, being all the injuries you had, you know, there's a lot of healing process too, and you know, not just the you know the physical outward healing. You got like internal healing where you got you know everything from probably from walking to. You weren't able to speak too. How long did it take to be able to speak again after that?
Probably 2 or 3 days after my coma. I was speaking a little bit, but when I come home, I could barely talk. It was like a whisper. So it was probably a month after I got out of the hospital before I could talk regularly.
Now, other than basically, you know, the scarring, other injuries you basically had, like, how long did it basically get back to, you know, like, a normal life as far as, like, you know, able to walk around and do take care of yourself as far as that goes? How long was the healing process of that? Because I know you've been still going through a lot of healing process along the way, still today.
Yes, sir. It probably took a little bit, but it took some pain and time to get here, but I fought through it.
Yeah, definitely. Now, if you were doing this, Dennis, when we came out in maybe a couple of years ago, you know, were you in the States a couple of years ago to the state where you could, you know, recreate this, you know, they basically for this movie, you know, a psychological level where you're able to state, I mean, 2 or 3 years ago, where to even do a movie like this, or?
You know, I would never have thought it.
Go ahead, Bonnie.
Yes. Yeah, it's also
I never
like
thought.
That.
Go ahead.
Yeah, so it's like a... Yeah, lesson two is also kind of like